Well. It's just the two of us. I know. It almost seems like you have been avoiding being alone with me. Oh, I think I know why you never want to be alone with me. You never have ever since that night. I think you know which night. The night you shot your cum all over my 11-year-old face. Oh, please. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I remember it just like it was yesterday, you fucking pervert. Well, how about I jog your memory, Dave? Mom was going out with the girls that night, so you had me all to yourself. She must have told you I had just got my first period. Were you waiting for that, you sicko? I guess that made me old enough for you. To be honest, Dave, I thought you were kind of cute. Handsome. I liked it when you looked at me. You asked if I wanted to watch a movie. I remember I would have rather been texting my friends, but I didn't want to say no to you. I liked you. I think I might have had a little crush on you. Maybe a big crush. But you said we should get dressed up for it, and I was confused, but I went along. You suggested a dress Mom got for me for Easter the year before, and I had no idea what to say. I had grown a lot since then, and you knew it would barely fit me. It was weird. You told me to change and shut my door. I came out a few minutes later, feeling extremely uncomfortable in the too small dress that barely hid my underwear, my little panties, and didn't really have enough room for my little breasts that were starting to come in. The lights were dimmed, and you weren't dressed up at all. You were just wearing a t-shirt and those small gym shorts Mom always made fun of when you put them on. You told me I was getting old enough to pick whatever movie I wanted. Yes, I could pick anything. You wouldn't tell Mom. I wanted to watch that one movie with that cute boy. It was rated R. When you agreed, I felt a little better and sat on the couch next to you. I felt weird in that dress sitting next to you. I wasn't comfortable. I knew something wasn't right. I was nervous, but tingly too. I had butterflies in my stomach. I glanced your way and you were staring right at me. You gave me a smile and a wink. Your smile made me melt. Did I want to sit on your lap? No, I wasn't six anymore. But I was getting older, and we knew soon I would never want to do that again. Why not just one more time? So I did. I climbed on your lap and instantly regretted it. I could feel your thing, your dick, through your shorts. It was pressing hard against my butt crack, and I was squirming. I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to move, but I thought maybe I was supposed to. I started to climb off, but you took me by my sides and pulled me up as you scooched down a bit until I was sitting on your stomach. It was better. I could barely feel your dick anymore, but now your hands were rubbing my thighs. I wanted to say something, but my mouth was dry. I was speechless. Your hands tickled, and I was tingly. I didn't know it, but I was getting aroused. I could feel the hotness of my little pussy spreading. Don't look so surprised, Dave. Yes, you were making me horny. A perverted 36-year-old man was making a little 11-year-old girl horny. You adjusted yourself again underneath me until I could feel the bulging in your shorts again. Your dick. But now it was between my legs. My heart was pounding. Like, what the fuck is happening? I knew it was wrong. My stepdad's rock hard fucking dick was pressed against my little panties and my pussy. I could feel it throbbing. You started running your hands all over me, squeezing my little developing titties and on down my stomach, my thighs, and in between my legs, getting way too close to my pussy. You were grinding your hips and your dick was rubbing all against the crotch of my little panties. It felt so wrong, but it also felt good. It was a sensation I hadn't experienced before. Next thing I know, you're pulling the top of my dress down. You pulled down my tween bra, and my perky little preteen breasts were sticking out. You were squeezing them and pinching my hard nipples. The next thing I know, my fucking stepdad's dick was out. God, it seemed huge. I was mesmerized by the sight. The head of your fucking cock was now mashing into my panties. Just that thin fabric separating your dick and my little pussy. Oh, Dave, I can see you remember now. Go ahead. Take it out. No one is going to be around for a while. That's it. Stroke that fucking cock. I was fixated on your adult dick. I didn't know what it was then. Your pre-cum was leaking out and sticking to my underwear. My stomach had butterflies and my crotch was on fire. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. Next, you hiked up my dress and lifted up my bottom, slipped your thumbs into the waistband of my little girl panties, and suddenly, I'm fucking naked from the waist down. I was mortified. I saw my tiny wisp of pubic hair, and your cock was resting against it. Your cock was so warm. My heart was pounding. I almost passed out with fear and excitement. You pushed my legs closed, and I was squeezing that hot, throbbing cock of yours. You started thrusting between my legs. That cock was right in my little gap. The back of your shaft was rubbing up and down my 11-year-old pussy. You fucking pervert. I was watching. I was entranced. I could feel it rubbing against my little slit. The head of your cock would graze my little clit and waves of intense pleasure would fill my head. I was dizzy. My little pussy was practically gushing, making everything slick. We were breathing in ragged gulps of air, and then from out of nowhere, you fucking came. It shot everywhere. I was shocked. It happened so fast. I didn't know what to think. I was looking down at your cock as that first rope came spraying out of your dick. I was completely unprepared when it splashed across my face. You fucking came on your stepdaughter's face. It shot across my forehead, into my hair, my cheeks, across my lips, and on my chin. It was hot. It felt like it was boiling. I felt more of your cum splatter on my neck and chest, across my young tits and nipples. I watched it drench my dress. There was so much fucking cum. More landed on my stomach and pooled in my belly button. The last of it spurted into my pubes. You fucking shot your cum all over your 11-year-old stepdaughter. I didn't mean to. I opened my mouth in shock. The cum on my lips went into my mouth, onto my tongue, and down my throat. I almost retched. I will never forget that taste. Hot, salty, thick. My stepdad's cum was in my mouth, and I had swallowed it. But I didn't move. I was frozen in disbelief. You didn't move a muscle. I was still squeezing your dick between my legs. I could feel it going limp. Your cum was starting to run everywhere. It was running off of my face, down my cheeks, off my dress, off my stomach, down my sides. It was running down my little pussy to my asshole. You told me I should go take a bath. So I raced to the shower, eager to get away from whatever just happened. When I got to the bathroom, I looked at myself in the mirror. I was disheveled. I had cum all over my face. It was running down my legs now. I couldn't help it. I scooped some more onto my finger. I smelled it. I tasted it again. As your cum touched my tongue, my little pussy tingled. I drew a warm bath and slipped in. I sat there watching your cum float around me. I wondered if I should have felt shame. I didn't. I was excited. I liked it. I laid back and thought about everything that just happened. My little pussy was burning with desire. I thought about how good it felt when your adult dick rubbed my preteen pussy. My fingers found their way down to my crotch, and for the first time, I touched myself sexually. Oh yeah, Dave? Does that do it for you? Thinking about your 11-year-old tween stepdaughter masturbating in the bathtub surrounded by your nasty cum floating around. Do you want to just stand over me while I rub my pussy for the first time? My first ever orgasm building as you furiously jack your fucking perverted dick? Do you feel all that pressure building up in your ass and balls? Looking down at your little stepdaughter as her body tenses up as she comes for the first time in her young life? Spray your cum all over her as her orgasm rips through her body. Yes, baby, let all that cum go. Drain those fucking balls all over me. Shoot that perverted hot cum all over your preteen stepdaughter. That's it. Get every last drop. Good job, baby.